Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That is an amazing snack for horses, and it comes about naturally from the earth. My name is Catherine.
And mine is Patrick, and this is Seek Treatment.
Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys sex, fucking dating, and love. Now, we're the luckiest little ladybugs in the lake today, because we are joined by podcast royalty, a repeat guest, rare in this industry to have one back on. We are so lucky. Put your ears open for the amazing Naomi Kerrigan.
Hello, hello, hello. You know, it's so, all we can say, you know, when we're looking at ourselves, our careers, our trajectories, was I invited back?
Wow. Yes.
And, you know, to be invited back is the sign that you're on the right track.
And my, you know, my new catchphrase is 1,010%.
1,010.
Wow. Okay. huge 1,010. You know, I am coming to you. I raced back home from the picket line. I was outside of Netflix.
Yeah, No days off.
Say that.
I'm here. I'm in the WGA shirt, no less. I didn't even change. Yeah. I didn't change myself. We walking back and fucking forth for rights. And I said I thought I was free. I didn't know I got in this business to be marching on Washington. Yeah, I didn't know we were pulling a Selma redux. I didn't know we were back needing to fight for rights.
And trying to squeeze in podcasts in between.
I mean, that's the only thing that lets us know we're alive, because I'll tell you, the walking back and forth, and I went to alone today, like I just kind of went out because I went to get the time.
You have to.
But it was interesting, because on one hand it's like, it's not like there's anything to chit chat about anyway, but I did feel like I was like dying for someone to recognize me, like I just wanted to know I existed.
Where did you go?
I was at Netflix, because that's pretty close, like easy to my house.
Netflix, usually I feel like it's a hub for like people that you either coached in improv in 2015 or they coached you and you didn't know that, you forgot that they still kind of were being and existing out there in the world. And then they're there and they're like, how are you? It's been so long. And you're like, I fucking love you, bitch.
They're like, by the way, I'm your agent now.
But I haven't been, obviously. I haven't been since I obviously came back to New York to Netflix. Has it like, is it not as like CNBC now?
Well, it was popping today because there was an event, which was part of why I went, because it was like for the Pay Up Hollywood, you know, supporting support staff. And I said, yes, let's go, you know. But I just didn't. I saw a few people. But, you know, it's like, I kind of know you, but you're a male comedian, so we don't have anything to talk about. So it was like a couple of like hellos, and then it was just like, keep it pushing. You know,
hello to my colleague. That's what I say. Hello to my colleague here.
Yes, it's giving Stamford, Connecticut Hotel Ballroom. We're passing each other at the mixer.
What was I going to say? I'm so excited to go back to LA. I was happy there.
Wow, really? I'm not. Tell me more.
I know. I look at my face.
Catherine's not having it.
If I moved to Los Angeles, had a car, went to the gym that I like that's there, mm-hmm. and I have, and like, Catherine's my only friend in New York. I can't trust that.
You're
enough.
My only friend in New York. So what am I supposed to do, sir?
Move to Los Angeles. I have more friends.
They wouldn't have
LA.
Me. They wouldn't have me.
But Kat, you would be so good at LA. I feel like you are like, first of all, because it's like, you're like a funny white girl who gives us some irony, turns a look, and gives us a bright lip. That's all Los
that
Angeles wants.
That is
That's
me.
All LA wants.
But you know I love getting my steps in. It wouldn't be right. Although there is such, I do think that once you have a car, there is such pleasure in the car. Do you feel so safe in your car, Naomi?
I don't drive.
Oh, you don't drive?
So I feel safe when I'm being driven by my husband in a green book situation.
Okay.
But I'm so very, you need your car here. I think it's like, if you like to drive, if you're used to that, I think that changes the game mm-hmm. here, because you have that agency and that privacy, you know, because...
My new thing is saying that I'm moving to Los Feliz, and then people love to be like, it's, people say this, it's so walkable. It's so walkable. Do you find it to be quite walkable?
Sure, it is quite walkable. You know, I meet people on the strip. I call it walking into town. Yeah. If I want to like walk over to Vermont, you know, because that's when I know I need to put on a bra. I will run into someone from improv. You know what I mean? Like, that's town, that's active, that's youthful.
I will say the one thing about having a dog, when I briefly was fostering the artist formerly known as Miss Cookie, is that I've never felt so brave leaving my apartment with no bra, no underwear, no clothes even, just to get her to piss. Her urinary tract ruled my world.
Absolutely. And also, like, I care so much. It's not just like her urinary tract. I now have so many conversations with Andy about fecal matter. I'm like, did she go? How was it? Was it okay? Did she try to scoot her butt? It's like, I didn't think that was gonna be most of it, having a dog. It's like, did she go and was it okay?
I'm not someone who cares about their quality. I'm like, if you have your chance now, girl, dump the fuck out, and like, whatever comes out.
June
and
she's dump.
Like, it's a June dump. And she's good about not doing it in the house. So I'm like, you know that in the morning is time. We're going to go out a couple more times, and we're going to go out at night. And like, you can dump during those times. And it's none of my business then how it is. Do you know what I mean?
But it very much is your business, because you put it in a bag and collect it. Like, it really feels like we are collecting in that moment.
I know. Well, I always said I could never have a dog, because I could never be picking up something else's shit my whole life.
Same.
I am in a place where look at me now. I'm feeling really overwhelmed by it again. Mm. I'm kind of like, I can't do this. But once I move to LA, like, I just it takes me fully 3 hours. Like, I was like, I can't do an 11:30 meeting, because I want to wake up, take her out, morning page, feed her, go to the gym. Like, that's my morning routine. So like, I literally can't do something before noon unless I'm waking up at 6, which I'm not in the place right now where I'm like waking up before 6. Do you know what I mean? When I'm in that place, it'll be great.
But that's like so funny that it has to be before 6, because you're saying you can't do anything before noon, but that's because you've already done 10 things.
That's
like,
true.
I can't do anything before noon because I need to just like prepare for interaction. But you're telling me you've had a brisk walk, because I've seen you post some stories where I go, is it 7:30 a.m.?
It's not right.
Well, sometimes, but I will say like, in LA, I do wake up early. Another reason I want to go back, because I just like never get on the right time of where I am. So I'm always on New York time, no matter what, which in LA is so aspirational, because then you are.
It
up
is
and
such
a
good feeling.
Mm-hmm. But I think that like all those things I need to, there's so much I need to do to be able to walk out the door in the morning and feel like I am ready for this mass of people that's about to attack me. So I need to do those things where I go crazy. So it's like, I cut them out, and somehow walking the dog, even though it's like a 12-minute thing, like, it throws everything so out of whack in a way that is like, huh. But I'm
you'll adjust. Naomi,
I will say this. I did not go through hell, get sober, to be unhappy because of a creature that does not care about me. And so we'll see what happens, is what I'll say. And I will feel no shame at all. And that is how I feel in this moment.
Okay, I have two things. Well, first off, Ramazan, I will say this. I really did think that, like, the dog was, I was going to get on a schedule, as you said, Kat, mm-hmm. like, get used to it. And when I tell you my ass every morning, I'm like, girl, pee on the floor. I don't give a fuck. I am tie-tie. Okay. I have not in 4 years. I'm coming up on 4 years, and I was like, why has this not become, like, I wake up now, like, I think my body kind of, like, my eyes will open, but there is no energy behind that.
No one.
You know, there is no plan exactly to take on the day.
I wake up, and within 180 seconds, I need 200 milligrams of caffeine inside my blood, or it's over. We're not doing it. I have a 3 minute, 180 seconds starts counting down the second my eyes open. If the 200 milligrams aren't in my body by those, I'm back in bed and it's over. And the day's
done. The day's done. But Kat, I have my question for you though, because I don't know the story. What was the decision to give April Dreams, Name Miss Cookie, to Pat when you know he's unhinged? And so I guess I'm kind of wondering what you were about and sort of where were you at? What was going on?
She gave a lot of warnings, I'll say.
And Naomi, I told him, this is not for you. I said, this is not something you should be doing. And he said, he goes, I know you think. That's what he said to me. He goes, I know you think I can't do it.
I was
like, yeah, I don't think you can do it. And then it wasn't my choice.
The problem is you should have pressured me to take her, and then I wouldn't have her right now.
I didn't want you to take her because I didn't think it would be good for her. But now
I know, but if you pressured me to take her, I wouldn't have taken her.
Sorry,
you know,
but
I mean?
Will say, seeing you together, like, you are an amazing pair, and she does make you happy. Whether I know you're in a bad place right now.
Yeah. No, it's tender. But why didn't you keep her, though?
Keep her?
Yeah.
I knew, I was like, I'm fostering, I can't, because I'm not ready. I really struggle with the morning, and I love to leave. Love to run from my problems by leaving New York. So
yeah, packing a bag, leaving no note, on the road.
Yeah, I will say I'm being funny, and I don't necessarily mean anything I've ever said in my life. But I do think I had the general sense of, like, people around me didn't think that I could do it, and I was like, let me ruin my life to prove that I can, like, care for this creature. And now that's the situation I'm in. And that's a life lesson I've learned. And now we're bound for life. We are connected.
Yeah.
Loves you. Like, when he drops her off, she'll, like, sprint after him. And she's like,
this is so cute. I do love it. I thought it was, like, part of you being like, I live in LA now, so I get a dog. Because I do feel like dogs here are very much part of the lifestyle. It was part of why I decided to get a dog, because it seemed like you could bring them anywhere, so it felt like it was easier to have one.
It does seem like that. I don't know. We'll see. But also, it's like, I'm also really in my head about, like, I don't do well in uncertainty, and, like, this strike, and, like, uncertainty in other areas of my life.
I don't have patience for uncertainty, especially when I'm engaging with adults, where it's like, you're grown.
Yes.
We all have language now. Some of us misusing it left, right, and center, but, you know what I mean? But we still have it. And it's like, I don't want to do this with you. So I think uncertainty, and then of course we have our career uncertainty, and then you just also have, like, global uncertainty, where you're literally okay, the earth is melting, the orcas are coming. Can I tell you, I even put in my Hulu queue, Secrets of the Whales, because I said, I got to get down with the orcas. I was like, they can be my overlords, and I'm about to watch this documentary and learn what they need.
What do you need from me? Guess what? In 40 years, we're going to be striking against the orcas.
Yeah, if we're lucky, honey. If we're lucky, if we're in the union.
I will say, I'm pre orca. I watched something on some streaming service. Not to get
that sounds really good,
but it was like it wasn't Secrets of the Whales, but in the piece, there were secrets of whales revealed, and. Ooh. There was, like, four parts. I think it was, like, truly narrated by, like, this
Dua Lipa?
Right. No, like, Jessica Chastain or someone. It was like someone from, like, the Meryl Streep family came in to narrate it. And it was, like, four parts, and each part was, like, a different whale kind. And I will say it was, they're so smart. They're definitely smarter than like a lot of people I've closely collaborated with.
Oh, smarter than say every executive I've ever met.
That's not hard.
That's not hard. Let's get some whale notes. I want the whales to look at this, okay?
Now, Naomi, since you've last been on the pod, mm-hmm. who were you? Who are you? Who do you want to be? We tackled this years ago, but you know, what's happened since? Tell us everything.
Girl, you know, there's been a whole ass pandemic and I'm still ain't right. I still ain't right. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm not right. I will never be the same. Yeah. I do feel like I'm taking crazy pills as I see people just be normal. Like, I'm like, you normal? After the whole ass trauma we had?
Yeah.
So, I'm not.
I 100% like, agree. It's like, everyone's acting so casual.
People just really reset fast. And it's funny because I will say, I was like, oh, am I just having a different reaction? Or I think what I've discovered or come to accept, I've always been a worrier. I've always been an anxious person, a scared person. So I think that's why I haven't come back down to zero. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The way other people where I'm like I have not eaten inside a restaurant.
Oh, wow. Really?
And you will not get me into one.
Yeah.
Like I kind of can't go back.
Yeah.
So it's like that kind of thing, you know?
That's
and so
intense.
It is. And like, you know, struggling with the fact that, of course, my one real skill involves being in crowded rooms of people as I talk to them unmasked. And I ain't right in the head, sis. I ain't right in the head. But then I did get married and I do still have dreams.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
You look so hot at your wedding.
I know. Stunning.
Really?
Was it so amazing?
It was fun. I felt like, you know, the thing I wanted to be able to have fun and be present. You know, because people
really
always talk
hard
about how it's busy, it's crazy, you don't eat. Right. I said, no, I'm eating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, we're not doing the no eating situation.
Yeah.
I pay for this food, I'm eating this food.
I don't know if I would eat at my wedding.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
I know, you probably wouldn't.
Sent with love from my iPhone, sent with invisible ink, you wouldn't.
No, I would have an expert brought in and like analyze exactly what the meal is that I needed for my macros that day. And so I could like eat in a really carefree way and enjoy everyone, and that's what I would do at my wedding. But I don't think I would get married. But anyways, keep going.
But let me tell you real quick though, when I tell you I like did not have water all day, I did not use the bathroom from 1 p.m. till about 11:30 p.m.
That's so scary.
It's not okay, actually. Like, that wasn't right. That like wasn't right. That like my bladder was just like, steel trap, we just gonna hold it, we just gonna figure it out. I don't even know if I even had to go. Like, I can't remember feeling like, I knew, like, because I did kind of a big, you know, poofy dress where I was like, I don't even know how I pull all this up to sit on the toilet. Like, I didn't really know about that. But I was like, oh, like, it wasn't until we got back to the hotel and I was like, oh, I guess I should pee. And then, you know, it came out looking like Diet Coke. And it was like, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Did you? I know you and Andy had been together forever. But did you still feel like very emotional about the ceremony?
We still had an emotional moment because I think what it was, you know, we wrote vows, short and sweet, honey. Also, our officiant was Isaac Oliver, New York City writer, performer, who was great.
Dream.
He was like the best part. But you know what it was? Because my mom said to me too, where she was like, well, that officiant, she goes, I didn't even know those things about your relationship. Was all that true? So it was like the process of, because it's true for us. Like, we don't go to our family with our business in that way. Like, we're not emotionally close. So it was really their chance. It was like letting all those people in. You know what I mean? Like,
that's so interesting.
What made it feel like something. That's like what made it feel special.
So
it was like,
sweet.
Oh, they're hearing this.
Did that feel good?
It was a little nerve-wracking. Like, Isaac had like interviewed us separately, like talked to us both, together. And then he put it together. So like when he was saying some stuff, I was like, oh my God, my auntie is hearing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, you know, sexy or untoward, because you know me, I'm sexnag. But
untoward is such a good word.
But it's
we have to bring it back.
It's emotionally intimate. I wouldn't like if my family heard something emotionally intimate about me.
Exactly. Vulnerable. Vulnerable.
What was it? Wait, the Diet Coke thing made me I just have to shout this out.
First of all, how good does this look right now? Mini can?
I hate the mini can.
Oh,
it stresses me out. There's so little.
Feels like I'm like packing my lunch.
Well, to me, in your, I don't know if you have delicate hands, because I thought it was a real size can.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah, it means I have small hands, right?
No, exactly. Big. Yeah, oh, like it looks like you have small hands, because I was like, it looks like a full
size. Is it cool that my hands are delicate, Taylor Swift?
Is it cool that my hands are like this?
Is it cool that they're delicate? I feel like, I'm sure I must have talked about this on the podcast before, but like there's a growing, I'll call it a rebellion of mm-hmm. restaurants and communities and coalitions where they think they're doing something, I guess, by not serving Diet Coke at their establishment. I don't know why. And now when you do go to order Diet Coke, you have to do it in such a way where you say, do you have Diet Coke? And then, because you could feel the energy, like this place might think they're actually too good for Diet Coke.
Of course.
And then they say, they're always like, this happened to me today at lunch. They say, we have something else. And then you say, what is it? And they say, we have Boylan Soda. It's kind of like a New York company. And I said, and then I'm with my lunch person trying not to seem disordered.
I'm sorry. Do you mean the person you're having lunch with?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that, I was like, I thought you meant the person behind the counter has like been assigned to you to provide you lunch.
I have someone on staff to eat lunch with me every day. I had a lunch meeting. It's professional and I'm having to not seem
disordered. Well, hell is trying to eat during a meeting. It's like, I'm not going to enjoy this. I need to be alone.
I know. Yeah. Thank you, Kat. Yeah. Thank you for understanding. I like to eat in private.
Me and too. Then I have to say, is it diet? And then this woman said, yeah. And then I had to say, is it zero calorie?
Wow.
And then she said, I don't know about zero. And then I had to say, I'll just have a water. And now I look like I'm in a straight jacket being like put away for disorder.
The person's like, these crazy artist types. I can't wait to do a pitch deck with this guy that in 7 years.
That can't have a single calorie in his soda. But it's like, just have Diet Coke. You know what I mean?
Well, this is the thing, right? When you go to an establishment that thinks it knows what's good for you, that's the problem there. You see what I'm saying? The inherent judgment. And we all know these types of restaurants because they're like the carcinogens, the aspartame, the whatever. And it's like, you're not wrong, but also you don't know my life. They say pick your poison. I pick my poison and it's aspartame. Not 1, me, 000. But like you in that instance where it's like,
yes.
But these restaurants that are like, no, like, because that happens a lot here where, because I'm married to a Diet Coke addict.
Sure.
Yeah.
Addict. And they'll be like, I know it's tough. And I said, please don't die on me. And, but they'll say we have a Mexican Coke, which is of course pure sugar, but it's like, but he's like, well, no, the whole point is I don't want sugar. Yeah. I really just want caffeine and a fizzy taste.
Exactly.
Is what he's basically saying.
Well, they'll do it a lot kind of in your area, Naomi. Sexy singles in your area serving non-Diet Coke.
I know. I was going to say, if you don't like that pad, it's a very LA experience, I feel.
Yeah. They love to tell you what's good for you. And I'm like, leave me alone. It's like, you got to have all of it.
Totally. If you go to West Hollywood, you can get a Diet Coke. I mean, it's like, whatever. I want to say, whatever. If you go to West Hollywood, you can get it. But anyways, who else have you been, Naomi?
You're a married woman.
And, you're, you know, on television.
I remember vividly you saying, you revealing on the podcast you wanted to be an actress, and now you're fully acting on television every day.
You're on television.
Every day if you press play on Apple TV.
Series regular.
Available to be streamed as a series regular every day.
Have you guys figured out how to try, but also not care? Because
are you kidding? No. I care so much. It's ruining my life and my relationships.
Well, I think professionally, actually, I have struck that balance. Like, I can try and not care. I don't know. I guess I just see other people succeeding that I don't respect always. This is so separate from personal validation. Like, I can care if I think what I made was good or bad, but I can't care if, like, I saw a movie this weekend, I won't say which, that was, I mean, I was in an insane depression, but I had to walk out like 45 minutes in because I was like, and I think some of the people in it are so talented. And I just was like, this is the least funny thing I've ever seen in my life. And like people, and even though I was in an empty theater, I could hear the jokes and I could hear people pretending to laugh at them. And I knew that that was the cultural conversation around this movie, and I had to leave because it was upsetting me. But I don't ever need, like, I don't ever need those kinds of laughs. But if I can watch a movie and make, oh, this is something I would have thought was so funny when I was younger, or, like, I would laugh at this in a theater, that I can care about. I guess for some reason, I guess I'm so disinterested in, like, the kinds of things that get celebrated in certain ways that it almost grosses me out, the idea to even want that, I guess, or something.
Okay, so the movie was Indiana Jones. I can see it now. An empty theater. The laughs you thought were supposed to be, you're like,
Phoebe Waller-Bridge was over there going,
is she in it?
She's literally in the Nothing But Respect. She's in the Indiana Jones movie. Cut to me and Naomi in 5 years. We'll be in the next one. You know, it is what it is. It is the thing. Well, I think, do you mean, I feel like with like a voiceover, with most acting things, I'm able to be like, okay, this has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when I'm trying with like writing stuff, I get like annoyed. What do you feel?
Well, I think it's the performance of it all. Because I think even this is like such a minor version. So sometimes, I think one of the things I like the most about voiceover is the kind of one and doneness, and I can't control it. Like, you kind of either want the voice or you don't, right? Like, I pitch it up, pitch it down, but it's the same shit, right? So it kind of feels like, okay, I sit in the house in the comfort of my home. I could be braless if I want to be. And I just go, beep, boop, beep, you know? And then I forget about it. It's done. Like, it doesn't even, it goes, okay, that was like a, you know. But the moment now, it's like, okay, now say it this way. Okay, now say it like you have a secret. Okay, now say it like you love who you're talking to. Now, you know, once you kind of just go over and over, and now it starts to feel like there is a right and a wrong.
Yes.
And I am not getting the right or the, you know, I'm not getting the right. You know what I mean? Like, when it gets closer, I just get really, I get in my head, man. And then I'm like, I didn't do it right. As opposed to just, I did my thing. Okay, bye.
I know, it's hard. I feel like with voiceover, I get weirdly defensive. I'm like, that what I just did was pretty good. So when you ask me for an adjustment, I'm like, I get so like secret. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll try it that way. That's not where I'm like, that's not what you're gonna want though. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know this shit.
You're like when someone orders a Diet Coke and you're like, I don't offer that here. It's not good for your project.
Exactly.
It's not good for you. Yes.
So off of you, Naomi, saying that you were in like the top two, like if I'm up for something, it doesn't need to be American Idol. I don't need to know if I'm a finalist. I don't need to know.
True, exactly.
Like, I want to know if I'm Kelly Clarkson, confetti cannons going a moment like this. Let me know when the confetti cannons are going off. I don't need to know that like I've made it past an elimination. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know what you mean. I'm like, ugh. But then, you know, it's funny because as someone who is in a relationship with a healthy person, you know, his point of view was like, well, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've never known. He's wrong, like, you've wrong. Never.
It is great. What did you say?
I said, I yelled wrong.
How did Indy get healthy?
Yeah. Born that way.
Kind of born that way with a touch of, but with a touch of therapy later on. But I think he just came from, like, you know, I think his core, who he is not somebody who is, it's not personal insecurity about his own worth. You know what I mean? Like, that's not where it manifests per se as much as, like, I don't know what, but I'm like, I was like, I remember I was like, oh, people told you were enough at a formative age. Is that the vibe I'm getting from you?
I know. I need to figure out a better way to get self-worth and self-esteem.
Same.
It's like tough, guys.
Well, let me ask you all this, because my boyfriend also is very like secure and smart, and he's always telling me like, of course you're enough without your work. And I'm just like, but why? Like, is that crazy? Well, like, I'm like, what do you mean I'm inherent? Why?
I know what you mean. I'm with you because I guess I'm feeling like, I'm like, well, what am I contributing? Like, what am I bringing to the table? And it feels like the work is what I allegedly bring to the table. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm just like, because left to my own devices, I'm on this couch, y'all, watching Midsummer Murders, which is a British crime show. Wait, and it's gentle as hell.
Wait, Midsummer Murders? Which one's that?
It's been on since 1998.
Oh.
Okay. It's fictional, right?
Yes, fictional.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Are you a Love Island person, Naomi?
A what?
Love Island person? Oh,
no. But you know what I did just watch? I watched 90 Day Fiancé UK.
So good.
And that was my jam. That was my jam.
I know someone who was on 90 Day Fiancé the other way in the most recent season.
How do you know?
The other way? What does that mean?
The other way is when the fiance is American based and they're going to another country to marry.
And you knew someone?
I know someone who How? Is the unsupportive friend of the person going to marry.
Oh.
And it's like, this isn't good. Like, this is so bad. Like, you're crazy. I know him through my friend.
Wow. That's a real good one. That's a good one to know. I would be that person. I would be that person. I'd be unsupportive friend.
I make a coffee with her. I make a coffee with the unsupportive friend from the most recent season of 90 Day Fiancé.
That'd be a huge booking. Even if you were in the top two of people who might get coffee with her.
Hey, you know.
But also, like,
even if and she went a different direction, Andy would tell me, like, it still was really good.
Andy.
Absolutely. It would be huge that you did that. But also, you have to do that. It has to be coffee, so we don't have a Diet Coke situation. Diet Coke, regular Coke. And totally. You just have to go there, and you have to get the ins and outs, because I am obsessed with these 90-day situations. But the reason why I liked UK is because in the U.S., each episode is 90 minutes, like the U.S. version.
That's crazy.
And too UK was like 48 minutes an episode. And I said, yes, this I can do. This perfect. I can watch.
Yes, perfect. Well, Love Island, it's like they're short, but it struggles from so many episodes that, like, if you're not really compelled, like, it could feel not propulsive enough to get you through.
It's really giving me, like, a reason to be alive right now. I was like, I have to get caught up. I'm on vacation with my parents right now, and they don't want to watch it, but it's on 24 hours a day. There's only one room with the TV, and so every time my dad walks in, he's like, so what's going on with her? And I'm like, I just told you.
Wait, I want to know what it is to go on vacation with your parent. You're saying one TV. It seems like you guys might be in close quarters. Is this a relaxing time for you?
You know, it really goes back and forth. Like, yesterday, I had one of the most depressive days of my life. But today we went on a nice hike together. So I'm kind of, the endorphins are flowing. I knew I was seeing y'all, which, like, to have like something in the day to break it up is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
How many days?
90.
What did you say?
90-day family vacay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. No, the exciting thing. The exciting thing is that I'm here because we're in Colorado, but I'm going to see Taylor in Denver on Saturday.
Wow. With them?
No, with my friends. So that's keeping me, I'm like, you know, I already got my merch. Are you a Swiftie?
No.
Wait, I'm wearing it.
No, ma'am, she says. No, ma'am.
I'm wearing this by coincidence.
We're pathetic. We're pathetically, we're teenage girls.
They're both in Taylor ensembles, you guys, just naturally, comfortably. When they got up this morning, they said, what feels right? And they both said Taylor without texting each other.
I do feel right. I do feel right. Anyways.
What was I going to say? I will say, like, it's so helpful to me in this moment, and this will come out in months. Naomi, we do have a backlog in this. I think will come out in a bit. But Speak Now, Taylor's version has been, like, helping me. But it's hard to know if, like, listening to sad music when you're sad is, like, good because you can, like, feel it all, or if it's like, am I leaning into it?
I guess I wonder. I think it depends on where you're at with it, meaning if it's something that you're feeling and it's coming up naturally and easily,
yeah,
then maybe you don't have to, like, lean in. But sometimes I feel like I'll have a feeling bubbling up and I need to get it out, and the music is almost like, unleash the floodgates, you know what I mean, like, let it all come out. And sometimes I think that can be really good, to just be like, we're about to play Ani DiFranco's Both Hands and cry. Like, this is what we're allowed to do when this is playing.
Totally.
Did y'all know I'm about to do transcranial magnetic stimulation, honey, for treatment-resistant depression. I said put a magnet on my head.
Wow. Is that transcranial? So how often do you do, like, a set, like, six sessions, or is it like
it's,
a
journey? Okay. Well, this is why I've been dragging. It's 6 weeks, dude. Wow. 5 days a week for 6 weeks.
Wait, how many days a week?
5 days.
No.
How long is the session?
They say 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you drive to the place and, like, get, is it, do you feel it, or is it just like you're sitting there?
So you're sitting there, and it looks like, and this is all from, like, what I know from, like, the intake and stuff, right? It almost looks like a dentist's chair, and there's, like, a little contraption that kind of goes in, like, the frontal lobe, sort of where they do a brain mapping. So I haven't had my map yet, but basically, like, you know, where I guess sort of depression and mood is controlled.
Whoa.
And they put the little thing on there, and then in each session, I guess they're just doing, like, a little bit of, like, a little brainwave almost stimulation to try to get that get the happy part to be taking in more chemicals, if that makes sense.
Amazing. Oh, is that similar to like electroshock, or how is that different?
Well, no, because you know they put that on you, and they put those directly kind of on your scalp, and they're trying to induce a seizure. This is like you're not seizing. Okay.
In electroshock, they're trying to use electricity to make you straight. Whereas this is
That's true. Well, no, I always thought that was like such an antiquated thing, but I've had friends who've done the electroshock and it's like changed their life.
Well, so they're now called, remember, Kat, electroconvulsive is what they're saying now.
Oh, thank you. Electroconvulsive.
Yeah, because, you know, shock is too scary.
Okay, shock okay. Thank you.
What was I just going to say? I think my brain's all out of chemicals from the drugs. Like, I just don't think there's any to be even accepted. There's just nothing in there. You know what I mean? Like, Prozac didn't help at all. Wellbutrin didn't help at all.
Prozac
like,
did not help me at all either. I'm off. I feel exactly the same.
I know. Me too. For the insurance to cover this treatment, you have to like have had tried three drugs that haven't worked.
Oh wow!
And I had to like do my intake, and I was literally like, next page, 2010 to 2012. Like going back, being like, oh, this was not. Sometimes it will work for a little bit, but nothing sustained. And in the last few years, nothing at all. And so this is why I was like, okay, we're going to try this. But
well, this is exciting then.
Yeah, fingers crossed. But it is also like, you know, I mean, I know that feeling where you're like, I do not have trouble accessing.
Yeah,
the sad in the dark, because I said I can't do it, and I just been putting it off because I kept being like, but 6 weeks, that's too long, and I don't have time. And I said, bitch, you ain't got nothing but time right now. So
God has opened a window because the WGA closed the door.
When the WGA closes the door, God opens the window and
to the doctor's office
and electrocutes the fuck out of you, girl. My favorite throw pillow inspirational saying.
But to the question of who you are now, we're striking, we're taking care, we're doing self-care.
Yes,
are you doing stand-up while the strike's going on, or is that not really happening? What's the vibe?
No, shows are still happening, and certainly a lot of people seem like they're on the road. I'm not on the road. I'm trying to do shows, but not as much. I will say something that I have felt like, when we were in lockdown, right, we had like, 15 months, 16 months where we didn't do anything, and I remember being like, I will die if I never do stand-up again. Who am I? What's happening? But then we came out of lockdown, and then I basically had 2 months to put together my Netflix half hour.
Yeah.
And once I kind of did that and kind of proved that I could do it, you can't get me out of the house for nothing. Because I said, you know what? I will show. Like, literally, Pat was in town and said, you want to do my show? I said, yeah. I'm only doing shows where it's like to see a friend, to see that's a group fun. Of people that I like. I just need it to be more than just the 10 to 15 minutes. I need it to have like a social component.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. I've been saying yes to a lot of stand-up shows around town. I am going through a thing where, like, I mean this with, like, love. I'm so happy to do any show I'm asked to do when I'm in the mood to say yes. But, like, there is something about, like, your fourth consecutive, like, share story promo show where it's called, like, Queerly Departed, a queer stand-up show for queers. I'm like, okay, can, like, it gets a little embarrassing after a second. You know what I mean?
I'm dying.
Like, Queerly it's like, Departed.
Dicks are us.
Gays.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I think I would like to do a stand-up show where even if it's queer, maybe the title is just something normal. I think I want to share
a story. But you don't want to do Soggy Bottoms, a comedy show? Is that what you're saying? You don't want to do?
Oh, my God.
I would even do something kind of like, yeah, I don't want to name names. The last three things I've did have been like...
Cover really? Me and cum, lols.
Yeah. So
it we'll was see. Cum for the lols. You know what I mean? C-U-M, number 4, D-A-L-O-L-Z.
It's funny because I know there are certainly straight stand-up shows happening in town, but I would never, ever know where they are. I guess like the clubs, which I've never been to.
I don't think you do like a straight stand-up show. If you do it.
No, you're homophobic.
And get like passed at the cellar. I just mean like. You can be so queer, but I just like have the name be something like that I don't feel like I'm sharing for the ninth time in a row, like like LGBTQ, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just, for my sharing, I just am like, whatever. too.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that, you need some okay? diversity. You want it to just be like, I'm doing the Case of the Mondays comedy show.
Don't want and that. You just I would don't know. I would love to get booked on Case of the Mondays.
That's what we, okay, we're doing a new weekly. On
on Thursday, yeah. Kat? You were going to say on Thursday? On Case Thursday. Of the Mondays is on Thursday?
Oh my yeah. God.
Case of the Mondays on Thursday. That's funny.
That's I'm laughing. Girl, I'm laughing.
I want to move to LA and start a storytelling show. Is that so eye roll?
I would love to go to that.
No, it's not eye roll. I think people will come out to it. Even though I just think it, don't you hate, and I think you do, Pat, because you're always calling it out. Don't you hate promoting shows? Like, I just hate having to be like, come to my thing.
I know. I hate it too.
It has not gotten easier. Like, you would think after 15 years,
I will say this. Like, when I used to go to LA and do Dynasty, it would sell out in a second because I was never in LA. And then my reps kept booking me Dynasty. And then the last one was like Easter Sunday. I had to post so many times.
Oh, I know, Pat, because you said to me, Naomi, you go, Naomi, I'm so embarrassed that this is not sold out. I'm so embarrassed. And then Pat gets on stage and goes, I'm so sorry, you guys. This is not sold out.
Oh my God. And then like, and then I'm doing the Bell House twice this month. And like, those were out really quick, but I know that that would end. So it's like, you can never stay in one place too long. And then on my promo post for the Bell House, I was like doing my hour at the Bell House or whatever. One girlina in the comments said, new hour question mark.
fair enough. You know what always happens to me? First of all, I'm kind of numb at this point to posting about shows, and also I've hired an amazing gorgeous young woman to post for me, does help, because you feel it's so pure the way she posts. She'll just be like, come to my show, like with the link, which like I would feel crazy. But anyways, I feel like there's this phenomenon. I feel like I haven't really toured much at all, but if I go to some random place like Toronto, I'll literally do the show. I'll post like, thank you, Toronto, so much fun. Someone will comment, when are you coming to Toronto? And I was like,
I didn't
sell this out, and you could have helped me, and I don't know how
I know. I mean, it's funny because I don't go on the road. I hope this is not the most boring thing that everyone's ever heard. Sometimes I'm like, am I a douche talking about the work? But what else do
dude,
I
we're
do?
We're talking shop. We're talking shop, dude.
But do you want to feel like, my thing of like going on the road was like, I don't want to go, I don't leave the house to feel bad. So
yeah,
you are not getting me to travel to like Indianapolis to not sell out the room. Like, I'm not going away from my comfort zone.
I know.
To perform for 27 people in a room that seats 120.
No. Yeah.
I think some people get off on that, but that's not us.
I can feel bad all by myself. You know, people say I can do bad all by myself. I was like, I can feel bad all by myself. I don't need it. I don't need
these feelings are accessible.
Well, Naomi, let me tell you this. I was supposed to go next week to Provincetown with someone. And because of that, told my reps to book me anything in Provincetown. They said, we can't. I was like, okay, sounds cool. They said, how about Boston? I said, sure. Book me anything in Boston the day before. They said, how's this? This venue is, we booked you this venue. It's just outside of Boston. It's in a suburb of Boston called Medford. I said, okay, cool. I'm staying at my aunt and uncle's in Boston. They said, where's the venue? I was like, I sent them the link. My uncle responds, looks like it's a deli during the day. So now I am not going anymore, Naomi, to Provincetown with that person. And now I am going for no reason to a deli outside of Boston to do comedy. And that is true. That is true.
Oh my God. Is April going to go with you?
No, she's staying at she's gonna have a sleepover with her friend Snow from the dog park.
She would love all that deli meat. She would love to have access to those meats. So you sure?
No, there's a couple who like are at our dog park who are so sweet. They have a dog named Snow that April loves to absolutely fight to the death with, but like it's fun for her. And they do like dog sitting and dog walking, and they're like really into it. Where like they'll like bring a blow up pool to the dog park just so all the dogs can have fun on a summer day. Like that
that's kind
of thing.
Cute. Oh,
I know. Sweet. So they're really excited that she's gonna spend time with them. So good.
We love that. It's good that she has a little girly. She's like, I'm gonna go have a sleepover at my friend's house. Get away from my dad.
While it's funny, the amount I was talking about, like, I booked the show. I wanted to book a show for this trip because I was like, I have not been on vacation. I don't mind doing a show while I'm on vacation if I book it for the place I'm going to be, but I haven't been on vacation in a way where, like, I'm not going to the place because already a show is booked in years. And so literally for months I've been like, this is going to be my first vacation. I'm so excited. And now I'm not going on the vacation. But I am glad that it's just going to be one night and then I'm coming back home and I'll be back home. The place I'm so happy.
Naomi, do you like vacation? Because I really struggle with it.
I was actually going to ask you the same thing as someone who's currently on vacay and it looks like, you know, like your skin's looking good, your eyes are looking bright. I'm like, are you feeling restored? Because when it comes to vacay, I do like it a lot. Like, I really like, I think I can go like 5 full days.
Oh,
I can
wow.
go 5 full days doing nothing, not getting phone calls if I'm away, right?
Yeah.
Before I start to feel stir crazy. So
yeah.
like,
I love
doing nothing.
I could do that if all my affairs are in order. Like, I just was on, tried to go to Fire Island for a week, but I felt like in limbo in other aspects of my life. And I was like, I cannot just be lying on this island while I have nothing else. I have no idea what's going on in the rest of my, you know what I mean? I have to at least like do work or figure something out. Otherwise, it feels like I'm just waiting to find out how things will end. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. But then what? What'd you do? You got there and then what? You turned around?
I got there, I spent 2 days there, and then on my third morning, my second morning, I got there on Thursday afternoon, on Sunday morning, on Saturday morning, I packed up my suitcase and said I'm going home and sleeping in my own bed.
So you couldn't even, okay, you couldn't do it. You were like, I need the comforts.
It's hard, like, it's hard. I didn't know what the trip should look like in terms of, like, I'm not drinking, I'm not doing drugs. It's some of the highest people you've ever seen in your life, like,
yeah.
And I don't know if it would be one thing if I was like, I'm gonna really try to fuck, but I didn't know if I was there, and so it was just like, what am I doing here? I don't like the beach that much, and not even little things like go. I really like my gym I have. That's like, little structure and routine is so important to me that to be out of it, there needs to be a really high payoff. And it
Also, you're talking about group vacay. I don't, like the idea of like a group of friends going to a location is actually very stressful to me. Totally. It doesn't seem pleasant. I don't like, okay, we ready to go to dinner. Now let's wait 45 minutes for every person to get ready. And then we gonna go. And then you gotta what? Party all day? Like, no. No,
but doesn't vacation make you feel like, you know, I'm like, I get to the hotel, whatever, unpack my things. I'm like, okay, I'm on vacation.
Wait,
now.
Unpack.
not unpack. I mean, put my suitcase down.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like, put in the drawers, in the closets.
No.
Okay.
No.
My mom does that.
No.
Oh, I know people who do that. People who live that way. And, I'm like,
not for me, love. Not for me.
It feels like, okay, well, I should drink or something. You know what I mean? Not that I would drink, but it feels like, okay, well, I'm not going to drink. Well, now I'm just somewhere else than I used to be. What's the point in that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely.
But you don't feel that?
Well, that's why I try to, like, if something cute, like, one thing I really like, I like a pool moment.
Yeah.
I like having, you know, I don't have a backyard. I don't have a pool. So when I'm someplace, it makes it feel like, okay, this now feels special. This feels different. I like, before I go on my trip, looking up the restaurants and then
that's
having
fun.
My go-to restaurants. So that way every day I know where I'm going to have a dinner. You
find
know,
out
like
where
that
they serve
stuff.
Diet for Andy.
Searching
things.
Yelp, Diet Coke. What do they have around, you know?
Do you like couples trips?
No, that's another group of people. And I'm sorry, do you have any couples you know where you like both people equally? Because
no
I'm really
way.
Out here. I think
wish.
I'm like
one of life's
three couples where I'm like, both of y'all, I get down with equally.
Yeah.
I say this with love. I don't know what's wrong with me and Brian, but I don't think we have like any couples friends, really. We just like have our own friends.
You have your separate friends.
Yeah.
I like that, though. I think it's healthy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so, too. But also, but I guess I mean, like, do you like going away with just Andy?
Yeah, ish. So, though sometimes I'm like, it's funny. He is Because me, I'm like, it's vacation, like, it's loosey-goosey, I'm not really, you know, like, jump in the shower, put on a little dress, let's move, right? Like, I try to keep, whereas, like, I think he's similar to you, Pat, in, like, structure and stuff.
Yeah.
So he will still, like, take time to get ready in the morning and do things in an order. And I'm like, what yeah. are you doing? It's vacation times. And one time we did a European vacay where I was like,
oh, wow.
We have things to see and do, right? Like, a see and do trip, you know, touring and doing all that kind of stuff. I'm like, let's go. We don't have time for this dilly-dally.
Yeah.
You know? But it's for the most part, we're in line with stuff. Like, we both kind of just want to eat and see stuff.
Yeah, I guess I want to see stuff. But then once I'm seeing it, I'm like, so what?
100%. No, 1,010 to borrow a phrase.
Seeing stuff is classic, like, wherever you go, there you are. It's okay, now I see it. Like,
did you read okay. the, ready for this sentence? Did you read the New Yorker essay against travel? It's amazing.
Now, Kat, you're one of the whitest people I know. However, that might have been the whitest thing I've ever heard.
Can't argue with that.
New Yorker article.
You guys, take a look. It hits all the points. It's just like, you're not going to change. Why are you going? Like, what are you trying to prove? You're going to be like, no one wants to hear about your trip. No one cares. So, I'll send you both
domestic.
The link.
Do they mean domestic or international?
Both. I think they're more of like people who just go to Italy to like take pictures for a week. They're like, what do you?
Okay. Well, that's, you know, so maybe the Instagramification, but I think traveling, like what I tell you, I think leaving the country should be mandatory for every American. Yeah. And also you have to do it under the age of 25. Mm-hmm. And I think you should, at least half of it, you need to go to a place where you don't speak the language. Yes. I think it would really change the way, like, oh my God, I'm getting my soapbox. But I think it would change, one, the perception of like, did you know you could live a different way? Two, did you know that like when you go to a place you don't speak the language and you really have to kind of get down to like the simplicity of stuff and sort of what connects us? What unites us? Mm-hmm. What's the universal symbol for toilet? You know what I mean? Like, it makes you, I think, I don't know. Like, I've been places where I'm like, I don't know nothing. Or I have whatever the dictionary phrases were and made it through. And it was such a sense of accomplishment. And then also a sense of like, I guess I'm not as alone as I think I am. Mm. Right? Like, if I don't want to be, you can kind of like go be places. And also, I was like, America ain't shit. Okay.
No.
Well, that's
and
true.
It's like, why not? You got to go someplace else and just see and be like, wait a minute. Could I really have healthcare and a 2-bedroom apartment for $1,100 a month?
Oh my God.
Yeah. But if you don't go full Michelle Collins and move there, then like, what is still the point? Just knowing that there's somewhere else better that you're not, you know what I mean?
Well, I love going for like a long, long time, like going for like a month or like staying with a friend or going for work. Cause then you feel like you're really immersed in that. Vibe.
Yeah. But I also like the idea too, even if you come back home, I think you can kind of go, oh, if there's certain things you like where you're like, well, how can I bring this into my life? Like, no, you can't just leave work for 3 hours in a day and call it a siesta. But you can certainly start to be like, okay, now I know I want to get out of this fucking country or just this place, like away 2 weeks a year. Yeah, what do I need to save up to do that? You know what I mean? Like, you can kind of plan, like, injecting some joy in this bitch as a whole. And by this bitch, I mean life.
I just thought I need an injection. I need to Ozempic joy into my asshole right now.
That's okay. We all do.
Wait, what were you going to say, Catherine?
This is the most boring sentence in the world. Just that I'm switching from like, I have planned trips where it's like, we have to see all these things. Now I'm like, what if I just rented a villa for 5 days?
Okay,
and then just like hung out there. That seems more like a vacation. You know what I mean? But what do I know?
Totally.
No, I like that feeling. You don't want to like run around. Because I'm away. Like, there's nothing I love more than sleeping in. Like, that's what feels like vacation. Is like,
totally.
If I, especially, you know, if I don't have the dog with me. So you're telling me I'm going someplace else away? Oh, your girl sleep until 11:47 a.m. Okay, every day.
11:47 is such a good time because it's like you're getting as much as possible without it being noon. Because even if you get to 11:48, like you slept till noon. You know what I mean? 47 is the cutoff for waking up.
It's morning.
Noon.
Thank you. Yeah. It's full morning.
You know what culture I'm so sick of is like saying good afternoon, good morning, and then correcting yourself to that. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think we should all just like forgive ourselves for whatever wish. You know what I mean?
Well, can I tell you what I need us to not do anymore? Let's stop shaking hands.
Wow.
I need shaking hands to go away.
As
I mean, and this is pre-COVID, but certainly post-COVID, where I was like, why do we have to press flesh together? And you are a full stranger to me. And we're literally touching the dirtiest parts of our bodies to each other, right? The things we do everything with. And then it's like, let's press hands together.
Yeah. It's very alien. It's something aliens would do.
It's like gross. I think it's gross. We need to stop doing it. We can wave. And just be like, or also just say, hello. Just the word hello.
Yeah. We all have line breaks. We all have line breaks.
We have that in our toolbox. Never forget.
What do you think about hugging?
For friendship. Friendship or a very random bonding with a person, you know, in a line. Some guy where you're like, once you leave, you know, you like hug to say bye because you're like, we've been through it.
Wow. Here.
The people you wait on lines with are like the people you see in heaven when you die. Like you all get let in together to the afterlife.
What are you guys waiting for?
And you don't have to wait, you know?
Like bathrooms. I hate when you're out and like, you're like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and there's no line because I'm like, no, the whole point was for this to eat up some of the time.
Totally.
Oh yeah, you went away. Right. You were trying to go away for a minute.
And I pee so fast that I'm like, oh, this is going to barely even count as like time passing.
It's less than 180 seconds, which is the time you need before the caffeine has to hit your bloodstream.
Or the 200 mg is in my blood. Starting the party. and Naomi, what is your dream? Who do you want to be?
Oh my God. Who do I want to be? You know what I want to be? I want to be happy, joyous, and free, bitches. Oh. I want to be out here just seeing the good in the moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like at the time, beautiful. Like I think I can look back and go, oh, that was dope. But I have such a hard time. And I think in part it is because like the funny shit is the fucked up shit, you know? So like my brain, but I'm like, why don't we like take the moment in and like have the joy? I want to like stop judging myself as I do stuff. I certainly think, you know, Zoom culture and mirror culture has ruined us, right? Like video on culture.
Yeah.
I can't not judge my face and how it looks and what happens. And so that's what I'm trying to be. We want to just be like present in this life and enjoying the moments.
Yeah, I have to say I'm trying to do art this way again. And like there is, and I obviously hate all involved, but like there is one essay about like attention and like there's so much knowledge in it about like the only place you could be seen is like in the exact current moment. And like, you have to just pay attention to what's actually around you physically in the moment. And like, she says creativity lives in sanity and sanity lives in paying attention, which is, I think so. Cause I never pay attention to almost anything, but I'm going to, in coming years.
I feel so guilty when I'm trying to be present. Cause I'm like, no, you're not, I'm not doing it right. I'm not actually here. Okay. Now I'm here. No, I'm not here.
Yeah.
I listened to here to follow that up, audiobook of what is it called? The Creative Act. What's this book? Someone told me
what's
to listen
that?
To.
Oh,
it's
the one with like
Rick
the book
Rubin.
With the, yeah.
Oh, you know who recommended that. It? With our essay teacher recommended it. But
you share an essay teacher?
We took an essay writing class together. It was so fun.
That is cute as hell, you guys.
I felt very present in that class. I actually really missed it. I was thinking. I miss community. Yeah. I'm alone all the time.
Are you?
I don't know if I miss community.
Well,
I think of you as someone about town. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Active, social, butterfly-ish.
I think it's, I end up doing things like that, but I don't really enjoy them. It's rare to have like the essay class was like people being vulnerable and actually connecting in this really special way that I miss from school and stuff. A lot of creativity is getting in touch with, this is so cheesy, but the childlike wonder of like, going to the beach as though you've never seen the ocean, like looking at a tree as though you've never seen a tree. Like that's where the creative spirit is. Like,
honey, you know, I was born weary and that's my problem. When we say childlike wonder, I was out here stressed the fuck out. When I was little, I remember being in like kindergarten, being like, when does the teacher go to pee? You know what I mean? I was like stressed out because we would all go like, it would be like, this is time for everyone to get up and go to the bathroom.
Right,
we'd like go in lines and whatever. And I remember being like, well, we've gone. It's like, when is she going to go?
It's very concerning.
She's never leaving us. She's never not with us. So I go, when is she peeing?
That's like galaxy brain. You're like,
she's you during your wedding. She's you during your wedding.
Diet Coke at the end of the long school day.
Long day.
Do you guys have a crush of the week? Person, place, thing, anything you're feeling?
Mm.
Oh my God. That's such a good question and unexpected. My crush of the week would be these new like pita pockets I found in my
cool
grocery store that happened.
Oh, cool.
Really changing my sandwich life right now.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
You know who I'm kind of just like crushing on? Dwayne Perkins, actor, writer. Yeah, I watched The Blackening and I'm just in so, you know, Dwayne is so funny, always has been, but also just like, I'm crushing on confident people where I'm like, I wish I had your thing. You know, I was like, how are you? And then it's also like, you live up to that confidence, right? Like, it's not unearned.
Yeah.
So I'm just really like crushing honey because it's also like, you know, when you see people where you're like, you did it. You like, idea, and then you made it, and then it exists in the world. And I'm like, so I'm just like, really just like, I like at Dwayne Perkins. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, at.
It is incredible. When someone really has an idea and sees it through, I'm like, damn, that is so difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's hot. I'm jelly. I'm needy. I'm in awe. I'm totally excited.
Inspired. My crush is the Mountaineer.
Wow. That's okay. Incredible. Colorado. That's beautiful.
But do you struggle with altitude?
I'm not more than I struggle with regular.
Not any more than with the lower air pressures.
Yeah, the lower air. I know. Yeah. I'm lucky. It doesn't bother me too much.
Do you guys feel hot today?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I haven't felt hot since 2003.
Really?
You always look amazing.
You're stunning.
What about your wedding, girl?
That's... Yeah, I felt cute that day. Okay, so the last
and
time
the
I
Netflix
hot...
look was amazing too.
Wow, we're gonna have to. That's the kindest thing I could ever hear. We'll have to offline about that.
Because... You didn't like that?
No.
Okay, well, say, let me know.
We will offline. Okay, you guys, that'll be for the Patreon, the Seek Treatment Patreon, where we offline.
Well, that's why we always try and have a Patreon where we like reveal things, but then we just always reveal everything up top and have nothing to say on the Patreon. Yeah. So we do apologize for that. We are listening and learning, and we're awful podcast hosts. That's interesting. You know, people always. It's hard to see yourself the way others see you, of course. So
maybe Catherine.
I mean, I know there are times when I've been on camera in a way that's like, I know I look like shit and I know it's not my fault. And that's all. There's nothing I can do about that.
Yes. Definitely. I think it was also like, not my fault, you know, but also like, you know, we all learn about like what it is to advocate for ourselves. It's so hard to advocate for ourselves. And then also in those high pressure moments. Right.
Of course.
Like, so it's like even worse because I'm like, I got enough things going on right now that I then didn't have the bandwidth to tell you like.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just lucky to be here.
Yeah,
but I really thought you looked amazing. So
thank
take
you so
it
much.
As you want.
I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna clip this out. Okay, we clip it out. We replay it. We replay it over and over.
I feel not sorry.
No, I was just saying I do because I went on a long walk in the mountain air. So
yeah. That air has hit you.
I don't feel hot. I'm having an interesting reaction to my haircut, which I asked to be short, but now it's like it's short in such a way where sometimes I like it, and sometimes I don't. And like right now, the angle of this camera, like. I haven't been liking it. So we're going to let it grow out a little bit. I have another haircut in 2 weeks. And I'll tell them
wait,
I'm not
what?
Really short.
Wait, why 2 weeks? You get cut every two?
Sometimes. I really don't like when my hair gets a shape that I don't like. And so, like, the only thing to do to fight that is to get it cut frequently, even if it doesn't need to be shorter, just, like, for it to stop being the shape that it is.
But, like, if you get your haircut every 2 weeks, you're literally paying someone to just, like, wave scissors around your head. Like, they're not doing anything.
Put a price tag on Serenity. Put a price tag on Serenity. You can't do it. So, yeah, I don't feel hot right now. But in 2 weeks' time, we'll see how
there's always another day to feel hot.
There's another
are you all
day
mad at me because I've been... A malignant energy throughout.
No, I was gonna say, God, I hope I haven't been boring. I was like worried. I was like, what are they gonna be like? This Naomi episode's so boring because I know you guys
are
have
you
active
joking?
Listenership. You have active listenership. Okay,
they're
in
you.
The comments. They're
they're gonna love.
All Truth Flutes are Naomi super fans. So we're so happy.
God.
Thank you for coming on. And are you guys mad at me?
Not at all.
Not at all. Could never.
Thank
could
you
never.
For creating the Zoom link.
Well, I'm so proud of myself that it took 3 years, but I've learned how to set a Zoom meeting.
Oh, I know. I wish that I could.
I had to pay for it. That's why.
I pay for it too, but like my computer doesn't save the video, so it's kind of like.
Oh, okay. We've got to deal with your storage. Okay, we're going to deal with your storage.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's probably why it's not saving the videos.
When you have to deal with your storage, it's like, okay, so I'm just buying a new computer.
Put a price tag on Serenity. You can't. I'll wait.
Perfect title of app. Naomi, thank you so much for joining us.
You guys are perfect.
We live, laugh, love you. Where can people follow you, find you? Mythic
Well, you guys, if you enjoy hearing me ramble, Henny, why not check out Couples Therapy Pod? We recently celebrated our 5th anniversary as a podcast. Can you imagine? So come check that out. Episodes drop every Tuesday. Visit me on Instagram at Blacktress Comedy, which is what I have because I used to have a job. And so I was like, because I feel like I should just be my name, but because, you know, back in the working
days.
Well,
now it's iconic, so.
So it's like, leave it. Visit me there. The other apps, honey, I can't keep up. I don't know. I don't have a thread. I'm like kind of on Blue Sky. I don't know what we're doing. Yeah, so just Insta.
I did 5 tweets on Threads, and now I don't know what else to do with Threads.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. We'll obviously cut that. Listening. And nothing but live, laugh, love. Thank you so much, Naomi.
You guys are the best.
In LA. Bye. Have a great day, everyone.